script for the first time on Absolute Radio. It's could have passed number four. That Aerosmith dude looks like a lady.
Zing Zang Zulu.
That's it. It's still there.
Yeah.
David's catchphrase. He's trying to force around the nation. Christian, just a little message today to pass on to David how much I'm loving Single Father. The last part is on this Sunday night, 9 o'clock, BBC One.
Indeed it is.
I'm a trainee psychologist, and I'm loving thinking about what would I do if I saw that family? Equal parts looking forward to it, / dreading Sunday to see what happens, / not wanting it to end. That's very kind, isn't it, from a future psychology?
Very kind, yes.
And I wonder what she'd make, of course, of the first episode, where in the first 20 minutes you deal with a very harrowing death of your soulmate and partner, and then before you know the adverts come on, you've bounced back and indeed bounced on top of your dead wife's best friend.
If you'd been watching it like a true friend and supporter, you'd know that it doesn't have adverts because it's on BBC One.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's
nice
Downton Abbey.
It's Downton Abbey on the other side, which you know. I'm sure it's very good, but you're not tuning into, are you, Christian?
No, clearly the rest of your team are. You like Single Fathers, don't you, Rich?
Yeah, I've recorded all three, haven't watched one yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
It's three or four.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, okay. When David came in, Single Father a while ago, we arranged to have a lunch, and as a result of that lunch, a voicemail message was left, and I would like to clear something up, because I don't like things hanging over us.
Maybe you should clear something up.
Well, maybe you should clear something up, because I don't like being called a liar, or someone who would fabricate the truth.
You tell the truth, and all will be well.
All right, well, let's play back a voicemail message.
I thought this was over.
If you want to now accept that you were a little bit tiddly, we can move on.
You play it and let's all listen.
Okay.
And let's hope that the Daily Mirror are listening too, for when they write it out in longhand again with their own interpolations in between.
But you've been saying that I've been exaggerating.
Just a little.
Well, let's just rewind this. Imagine if you got this voicemail after a little lunchy poo from somebody.
Hello, Christian. It's TT here. Listen, assuming that this is on your answer phone, so one has to be ready for you to play this out on the air.
I was sober enough to realise that.
Yeah,
I'd like
true.
To point out to all the listeners, all the people of Great Britain, that you were the one who fell over earlier today.
Which is indeed
I
true.
I am very sober.
Yep.
Obviously, we don't talk about many of the things we talked about today on air. You know that.
Yes.
I've kept my end up.
Absolutely.
And we certainly don't talk about the project that
we certainly don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
You know that.
It's time to go to the news. Here's Tumsy smiling.
You see, I was so on it, I gave you a segue into the news.
No, that I appreciate.
Yeah.
But you did genuinely stand up and fall back in your seat.
You fell over. You fell over and then went into a whole spiel about, oh, dodgy floorboard. That's a little bit squeaky back. Oh, somebody up to look
Richie,
at that.
Richie, could you bring out the apparati?
Oh,
Richie, describe what you've got there. At no expense spared, we've contacted the FBI and Homeland Security of America.
And home base.
This is a lie detector. Hmm. It works very simply, David, by you clasping palm of your hand over the lie detector receptors.
Yeah.
We will then ask you a question. You will then give us your answer, and then I will then calibrate the lie detector, which will sense from your pulse and your body temperature whether you're lying or not.
Sure. Bring it on, because
it indicates by these red and green lights at the front how much of a lie or truth.
And all that for under £10. I'm supposed to courts of England don't adopt the system.
Yes.
So, get my way around there.
Yeah.
You could just strap your.
I have no fear.
In there.
So. Fine.
Just tightly do that.
Ooh, it's quite tight.
Okay.
It needs to be to calibrate the truth. What were you going to write on the side of it? Richie, marker pen. What are you doing?
Just don't talk about the side of it, okay? Don't talk about the side of it.
Is he having a meltdown? All right, carry on, Rich.
Yeah. So we're ready for whatever question you now wish
to
Mr. Tennant.
David Tennant, were you tiddly when I left you at lunch?
No, I was not.
Calibrate the truth, Richie. What is that noise? Is that the machine or after Richie's stomach?
Hang on.
Takes a while to find the truth. Not that long.
True.
All the lights went out.
No, that means
That's when it's short circuit because the lie is. No, when the lie is that powerful.
It went red right up to the top. Do you want to ask a second question? The red lights went right up to the top of the gauge. Ask a second question.
And then it switched itself off.
Okay, fine.
Which means.
When you left that message, were you.
You can't just ask the same question again.
What?
They don't do that in Abu Ghraib.
You can't handle the truth. Were you tipsy when you left that voicemail message?
No, I wasn't. I've already told you.
Very high-pitched. So really, if we're registering high-pitched tone, then you're guilty.
No, all is well. That you see? Nothing.
Went right up to the top again. Went red.
So what does that mean?
Excuse me. It keeps switching itself off. No, you can't just say they have
meant lies.
There's nothing. Dear. It's not. It's fallen apart. The machine has come to pieces.
Because the lies
are
so powerful.
Honestly.
You have the time to listen to me whine.